Imagine this. You step into your vacation, put your wallet away, and just relax. No constant pulling out cards, no surprise charges. That's the dream of the all-inclusive, right? And today, we're diving deep into one of the places that basically started it all for a huge brand.
Yeah.
Sandals Montego Bay.
The original, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So our mission for you today is to really unpack this place. We've looked at reviews, the official info, even those detailed blogs people post.
Right.
To figure out what makes it special, what all-inclusive really feels like there, and ultimately help you decide if it's the right kind of escape for you.
Absolutely. We've really tried to filter through everything, the good, the maybe not so good, the little details to give you the essential stuff, just a list of features, you know, but the real feel of the place so you can properly picture yourself there knowing what to expect.
Okay, let's get into it. Sandals Montego Bay. It's not just the sandals. It's, like you said, the first one, the OG.
It really is. That's where the whole sandal story kicked off back in 1981, Butch Stewart's vision.
Wow, 1981. It's got some history.
It does, but what's interesting is how it hasn't just, you know, sat still. It's constantly evolved.
Yeah.
They've poured millions into renovations over the years. There was a really big one finished up around 2019.
Okay, so it keeps things fresh.
Totally. It manages to be both historic and modern, which is why it's still considered their flagship. It's on this big 26-acre property.
Nice.
And a lot of people still rate it as, like, the best adults only, all-inclusive, right there in Montego Bay.
Okay, so history, updates. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk location, because this is where it gets really interesting, potentially amazing for some people.
Mm.
It's minutes from the airport.
Yeah, that's a huge selling point.
It sounds like a dream, right?
Yeah.
The land, and boom, you're basically poolside. No long, hot bus ride.
It's incredibly efficient. We're talking, like, 5 to 10 minutes tops from Sangster International Airport, MBJ.
Wow.
And the transfers are included, complimentary, so you really can be checked in and have a drink in hand super quickly after landing. Yeah. Plus, they have a dedicated sandals lounge right at the airport. So you arrive, get whisked in there, have a cold drink, maybe a snack. It's a really smooth start.
Okay, that sounds almost too perfect. What's the catch? I'm picturing myself relaxing, but are there planes flying overhead constantly? Is the noise a thing?
That is the catch. Or, well, the trade-off, really. Because, yes, being that close means you will see and hear planes.
Okay. How bad is it?
It depends who you ask, honestly. The peak times seem to be sort of late morning to mid-afternoon, maybe 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., sometimes later, even up to 10:30 at night.
Right.
Some guests definitely find it loud, a bit disruptive, especially at first. But, you know, a surprising number of people in the reviews say they just get used to it.
Hmm. Like background noise?
Yeah, some call it white noise or just part of the kind of energetic vibe of the place. And the fact that Montego Bay has such a high rate of repeat guests.
That tells you something.
It really does. It suggests that for most people, the convenience of that super quick arrival far outweighs the plane noise. It really boils down to a personal thing. How much do you value getting your vacation started immediately versus absolute pin drop quiet?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move inside. Accommodations. You said 262 rooms and suites across 24 categories.
Yeah, it's a lot of choice.
How do you even navigate that?
Well, they break it down pretty logically into three main levels of service and amenities. So you start with a luxury level.
Okay, entry level, but still sandals, so probably nice.
Exactly. It's not basic by any means. You're getting king beds, private balconies, smart TVs, a mini bar that's stocked with wine and local beer.
All included.
All included, refilled daily, and decent views, pool, maybe some beach view of the gardens. It's great if you want that sandals luxury, but don't necessarily need like concierge help for everything.
Gotcha. So what's the next step up? Club level.
Right, club level. This adds a layer of service and perks. You get access to the club sandals concierge desk. They're available most of the day, like 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
What do they help with?
Booking tours, dinner reservations, sorting out any little issues. Just makes things easier. Plus, your in-room bar gets upgraded with premium liquors.
Ah, okay.
And you get access to the club sandals lounge, which is a nice spot. A lot of these rooms also add those tranquility soaking tubs on the patio or balcony.
Oh, I've seen pictures of those. Very nice.
Yeah, and often better views, like direct oceanfront or beach views. It's a noticeable step up in pampering.
Okay, luxury club. Then there's the top tier, Butler Elite. This sounds serious. What does that actually mean day to day?
It means serious pampering. This is the ultimate level. Usually these are the biggest suites, maybe one bedroom layouts, some with private plunge pools, those soaking tubs, and definitely the best views.
But the butler part.
Right. The butler service is the key difference. It's 24-hour personalized service. They give you a mobile phone to reach them anytime. And they handle everything. Want breakfast served on your balcony? Done. Need specific chairs saved by the pool or beach, maybe with a cooler ready? They'll do it. Private check-in right in your suite, unpacking your luggage if you want, making all your dinner reservations, even drawing a bath.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah. And the reviews constantly shout out specific butlers, people like O'Shane, Drin, Cassandra, Rashane, Okiria, Marvin, Steven. They really make the stay personal. Like one person mentioned Cassandra remembering they loved coconut shrimp and surprising them with it.
That's amazing service. That's anticipating needs.
Exactly. It turns a great vacation into something really special.
So you mentioned butlers handle room service.
Yeah.
Is room service only for butler elite or does club level get it too?
Good question. Room service is included for both club level and butler level.
Okay.
But butler level gets it 24 hours a day. Club level has set hours, usually aligning with the main restaurant times. Luxury level doesn't include room service.
Got it. And room styles, are they all super modern after the renovations?
Mostly, especially the higher categories. But it's worth noting there's still some variety. Some rooms definitely have that newer, sleek look, while others might feel a bit more, let's say, classic Caribbean or vintage.
Okay.
But those new beachfront swim-up suites with the glass walls that open right up and the big soaking tubs, those get rave reviews consistently. Definitely a top pick if the budget allows.
All right, let's switch gears to something crucial for all-inclusive. Food and drinks. Sandals claims unlimited everything at 12 restaurants. What's the reality?
Well, reality is a lot of food and drink options. Seriously. You have 12 distinct restaurants right there at Sandals Montego Bay, plus 6 bars.
12 is already a lot.
It is. But then remember the stay at one, play at two?
Oh, yeah. With Royal Caribbean nearby?
Exactly. Which is just a quick, free 10-minute shuttle right away. And that gives you full access to their 9 restaurants and 6 bars, too.
Wait, so that's 21 restaurants total?
21 restaurants, 12 bars, all included. It's pretty incredible.
Okay, my head is spinning. With 21 options, where do you even start? What are the absolute must-tries based on what you found?
Definitely Butch's Steakhouse. Named after the founder, it's their signature high-end steak and seafood place. It feels really luxurious.
Needs reservations.
Yes, it's the only one that requires reservations. You have to book it same day, usually starting around 2 p.m. So plan for that if you want to go.
Good tip. What else?
Soy Sushi Bar is super popular. People rave about the freshness things like the champagne lobster roll or just simple tuna sashimi.
Sushi.
Then there's Tokyo Joe's. This one's unique to Montego Bay in the Sandals chain. It's Asian wok style, and you actually get to pick your ingredients, sauce, protein, and they cook it up fresh for you right there.
Oh, cool. Interactive.
Yeah. And you absolutely have to try the Jerk Shack. It's casual, outdoors, right near the beach. Authentic Jamaican jerk chicken, pork, sausage. Sometimes even fish cooked in foil. It's the real deal.
Okay. Butch's, Soy, Tokyo Joe's, Jerk Shack. Got it. What other kinds of cuisine are there? Italian?
Yeah.
Caribbean?
Yep.
Cucina Romana does classic Italian lasagna, good Caesar salads, and it's also a nice spot for an a la carte breakfast, which is a change from the buffet.
Okay.
Oleander focuses on Caribbean food, served kind of tapa style, so small plates meant for sharing. Think jerk chicken skewers, fresh snapper.
Nice for trying different things.
Exactly. Then Bayside, which is the main buffet for breakfast and lunch, actually transforms into a more elegant, a la carte French restaurant for dinner.
Oh, interesting. Same space, different vibe.
Totally. And for something more casual or late night, there's the Cricketer's Pub. Proper English pub feel, fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and it stays open late.
Perfect for after a few drinks.
Oh, definitely. And right by the beach, you've got Dino's Pizzeria, wood-fired pizzas, and the Mariner, which does burgers, sandwiches, wraps, stuff like that. Easy beach food. Mariner's also open super late, like till 5 a.m. for those late-night munchies.
Wow, 5 a.m. They've thought of everything. What about coffee and sweets? Ugh, Café de Paris. It's their French-style patisserie. Great coffee, pastries, crepes made to order, ice cream. They do specialty coffee drinks too, like one called the Cookie Crumble that people seem to love.
Okay, I'm officially hungry now. And thirsty. What about the bars? Any standouts besides the swim-up ones?
The big standout has to be Latitudes. It's their over the water bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's built right out over the ocean. Open air, 360-degree views, hammock suspended over the water. It's stunning, especially at sunset. They have fire pits out there at night, too. Really cool vibe.
That sounds incredible. Any specific drink recommendations people mentioned?
There were a few. At Butch's Bar, the bartender Raji apparently makes a mean Raji special. It's got Tia Maria, Bailey's, and espresso. Sounds like a good after-dinner drink.
Ooh, yeah.
And someone mentioned getting a Bob Marley cocktail at the Indie Bar for some liquid encouragement. It's usually a layered frozen drink, very colorful.
Uh-huh. Love it. So overall, the food and drink quality seems pretty high, not just quantity.
Generally, yes. The vast majority of reviews praise the quality and especially the service in the restaurants. People seem really happy.
Okay.
You might find the occasional comment about, say, portion sizes being small at one place or one dish not hitting the mark. Taste is subjective, right?
Sure.
But the overwhelming vibe is positive. And people really lean into trying everything because, hey, it's included. It encourages that sense of culinary adventure.
Makes sense. Okay, so you're well-fed, well-watered.
Yeah.
What is there to do besides eat and lounge? How do you fill your days?
Oh, there's tons to do. Whether you want high energy or low key, the resort is very beach focused. They claim it's Jamaica's largest private white sand beach.
Nice. Calm water.
Yeah, generally very calm. Turquoise water, perfect for water sports. You've got snorkeling. They provide gear and take you out on boat trips to see coral and fish. Some people even mention seeing stingrays.
Cool.
If you're a certified diver, scuba diving is included, usually two dives a day. They have great Newton dive boats. If you're not certified, you can do a resort course for an extra fee. Then all the usual non-motorized stuff. Kayaking, paddle boarding, Hobie Cat sailing, those little catamarans, windsurfing.
Pretty standard.
Right. But here's a big plus for Montego Bay. They also include motorized water sports.
Oh, really? Like what?
Water skiing and wakeboarding. That's not offered at every sandal, so it's a definite bonus here if you're into that.
That is a big bonus. Okay, what about pools if the beach isn't your main thing?
7 pools and 3 whirlpools scattered around. There's definitely a lively pool, usually near the Jerk Shack. It's got the swim-up bar, which, fun fact, was the first swim-up bar in the Caribbean back in 84.
No way.
Yeah. That pool usually has a DJ, the entertainment team running games, lots of energy. Then there's a quiet pool closer to the lobby if you want peace.
Good to have options.
And then some of the suites have those lagoon-style swim-up pools connected right to their patios. One thing people note sometimes is that there isn't one single huge main cool area like some other resorts. It's more spread out.
Okay, noted. What about staying dry? Land activities?
Plenty. Tennis courts, day and night play, even free coaching. They just redid 4 pickleball courts, which is huge right now.
Yeah, pickleball's everywhere.
Totally. Beach volleyball, basketball hoop, shuffleboard, table tennis, and a pretty decent 24-hour fitness center with classes if you want a proper workout.
And evenings. What's the entertainment like?
It's pretty varied. Lots of live music, reggae bands, steel drums, that kind of thing. Fire dancers, theme nights. They do a whiteout party, carnival dance party. Karaoke happens at the Cricketers Pub. There's also a piano bar that gets lively.
Sounds fun. And the spa included.
Spa treatments at the Red Lane Spa cost extra, as usual. But all guests can use the spa's facilities, like the plunge pools and sauna, for free, which is a nice perk.
That is nice. What about leaving the resort? Any recommended excursions?
Yeah. The Island Roots desk on-site handles all the off-site tours. Those cost extra, of course. Popular ones seem to be catamaran cruises, often with snorkeling stops. Dunn's River Falls is a classic Jamaica trip. The Luminous Lagoon, where the water glows at night, is pretty unique.
Right.
And Martha Bray River Rafting is very chill and scenic.
Good options.
Yeah.
So back to the stay at one, play at two. How does that really impact the activities and vibe? Is Royal Caribbean much different?
It really does double your options and offers a change of scenery. Royal Caribbean is generally seen as maybe a bit quieter, a little more spread out, and dare I say, sometimes perceived as slightly more upscale or traditional.
Yep.
So going over there gives you access to their pools, their bars, their restaurants, including that unique Thai restaurant on their private offshore island.
They have a private island.
Yep. Sandals Royal Caribbean has its own little offshore island you take a dragon boat ferry to. It's got a pool, a bar, the Thai restaurant, and secluded beaches. It feels like a mini escape within your escape.
Wow. Okay, so you really get two distinct resort experiences.
Yeah, pretty much. You can have the lively social hub at Montego Bay and then pop over for a quieter afternoon or a different dinner vibe at Royal Caribbean. The shuttle makes it easy.
That's a huge perk.
Yeah.
Okay, moving beyond the stuff, The pools, the food. What about the feel of the place? The service, the atmosphere. What defines the stay?
The service is almost universally praised. People use words like exceptional, warm, friendly, genuine. From housekeeping to bartenders, someone mentioned Pita Gai serving drinks on the beach being amazing, and definitely the butlers if you have them.
Seems like the staff make a big difference.
Huge! And they have this thing called the Loop app. Guests mentioned using it on their phones to send a quick message if they needed something or had minor issue.
Like texting management.
Basically, yeah. And apparently, responses and fixes happen incredibly fast. It shows they're really focused on guest satisfaction in real time.
That's impressive. And tipping. You said put the wallet away.
Really? Sandals has a strict no-tipping policy for most staff. The idea is it's all included in the price you paid. The only exceptions are butlers and spa therapists.
Oh.
And even for them, it's optional, and you can add it to your room charge via card at the end if you don't want to carry cash. But yeah, day to day, no need to tip bartenders, wait staff, bellhops, etc.
That must feel genuinely relaxing, not having to constantly think about cash.
It really contributes to that leave your worries behind feeling.
And the overall atmosphere is a very romance focused. It is couples only, right?
Absolutely. It's adults only and specifically designed for couples. Every room has a king bed. Pricing is per couple. It's definitely geared towards honeymoons, anniversaries, romantic escapes.
Makes sense. Do they do a lot of weddings there?
They do. They have some really unique wedding venues. That over-the-water chapel with the glass floor aisle is probably the most famous one. But also a more traditional chapel, gazebos on the beach, even overwater gazebos. And they include complimentary honeymoon packages with things like sparkling wine, a special turndown service, breakfast in bed one morning. Nice touches.
Sounds lovely. Okay, let's talk value. Sandals isn't cheap. Is it worth the price tag compared to maybe other all-inclusives?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It is a premium price point, no doubt, starting around, say, $297 per person per night, but easily going way up depending on the room and time of year.
Right.
But the argument for many guests is that you get what you pay for. Premium brand liquors, genuinely gourmet dining across so many options. All those included activities like scuba and water skiing, the airport transfers, the service, the no tipping.
So fewer surprise costs adding up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Compared to places where you're constantly paying extra for better drinks, certain restaurants, activities, even loungers. Many feel Sandals offers better value in the end because it's truly comprehensive. It's an investment in not having to worry about those things. Plus, that sort of emotional value of creating memories.
That's a good way to put it. One last thing, with all the activity and social vibe, can you still find quiet spots if you just want to chill?
Definitely. Even though it can be lively, remember it's a 26-acre property with a really long beach. It's spread out.
Okay.
So while you can find the party near the main pool or certain bars, it's also easy enough to wander down the beach or find a quieter pool or garden area to just relax with a book. You can definitely escape the bustle if you want to.
Excellent. Wow. Okay. This has been incredibly detailed. So, just to recap for everyone listening,
Yeah.
Sandals, Montego Bay, the original, but kept fresh with renovations. Super close to the airport, which is a huge plus for convenience, but you might hear some planes.
Right, the trade-off.
Massive amount of choice in rooms. Dining, especially with access to Royal Caribbean, bringing it to 21 restaurants and activities, including some cool motorized water sports. Adults only, couples focused, with really standout service, particularly if you go for the butler level.
That sums it up well. And connecting it back, you know, looking at an all-inclusive like Sandals Montego Bay, it really highlights that the concept isn't just about bundling costs.
What do you?
It's about buying freedom. Freedom from constantly making small decisions about where to eat, what to do, how much things cost. It lets you focus purely on the experience itself, on relaxing or connecting. It's a specific type of curated vacation reality.
That's a great insight. So, what this means for you, our listener, as you plan your travels, if you value that efficiency, that curated luxury, that ability to truly switch off from financial micro decisions, Sandals Montego Bay offers a compelling package. But it also leaves us with a bigger question, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's this. In a world where we optimize everything, where we can plan every minute detail of our lives, does an all-inclusive experience like this offer genuine liberation from that constant planning and decision fatigue? Or does it simply present us with a different set of choices, a prepackaged reality, albeit a very luxurious one that we navigate instead?